leading the news this morning, the former British Prime Minister Tony Blair says he made a strategic decision not to fight the Murdoch press when he was in office. Mr Blair has told the Leveson Inquiry politicians have no choice but to court media owners, otherwise he says they risk savage press attacks. UN envoy Kofi Annan is calling on the Syrian government to take bold steps and prove it's serious about peace. Mr. Annan will meet President Bashar al-Assad later today. He's described the weekend massacre of 108 civilians as appalling. The Vice President of Fair Work Australia is denying any wrongdoing, despite becoming involved in the Health Services Union infighting. Michael Lawler, who's also the partner of HSU official Cathy Jackson, complained to police last year about a number of union officials. But Mr. Lawler said he was acting in a private capacity. The latest news poll shows a 4-point jump in the Prime Minister's personal popularity. The poll shows Julia Gillard's rating as preferred PM is now 40%. Tony Abbott's popularity is down to 37%. Overall, though, the coalition leads Labor 54 to 46%. And a Sydney taxi driver has been charged over a fatal hit-and-run accident at the city's northwest. 23-year-old Andrew Heffernan was run over near a taxi rank early on Saturday morning. The taxi driver faces charges of negligent and dangerous driving, causing death.